This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Satellite imagery of North Korean shipyard Friday showed activity suggesting preparation for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submarine, or I should say submersible, test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October of 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. U.S. President Donald Trump has angrily defended himself against allegations that he mocked American war dead by calling them losers and suckers. At a White House news conference late Friday, the president dismissed the reports originally by The Atlantic and later corroborated by other news outlets that he disparaged U.S. troops by calling them a disgrace and a hoax. The Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose late son Beau served in the Marine in Iraq, said the allegations are true. If they're true, Mr. Trump is unfit for the presidency. The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members. This includes calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers, back in 2018. Mr. Trump calls all of this fake news. This is